It's all about cooking at the moment. People are cooking left, right and centre, are running out of things to cook in our new restricted lifestyles. And RT1 has a brand new 8-part cookery series for us to enjoy. It's starting tonight at 8:30 and it's called Cooking with Mark, award-winning chef Mark Moriarty.
Award-winning,
who's on Skype now as we speak without his awards. Mark, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Good morning.
We're all very good. Good morning. So you're actually sitting in your car because we can see the roof of your car, and you're a big smile because you're heading off to deliver food to Frontline Services. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's the safest place is my car from people distracting me, but also
yes.
Yeah, we're here in Cullen. We're cooking 3 times a week for frontline staff, 250 meals.
Wow.
With the team from the restaurant since it closed back in March.
So where are you cooking all the stuff?
So we've been donated a kitchen by Brian Fallon of Fallon and Byrne.
And
basically, I got a call about a week after the restaurant closed from our head chef, Michael, and he basically said, do you want to do something instead of sitting around? So we've teamed up with the guards here in Cucullin and one of our suppliers who was also out of business, set up a GoFundMe link, and people have donated at this point over 15,000 euros. So
wow.
We use that to
buy
ingredients, and we cook them away, and then they get delivered by the guards to a couple of intensive care units and also nursing homes around Kildare, Dublin.
Ah, very good. And what meals
are you cooking?
250 we got up to. We kind of tore out of the blocks, thought we were going to do 250 from the start, but it gradually built from 130 up. And we've been learning, and so we usually cook for 40 people in the restaurant, so up to getting potatoes, mashed potatoes need 40 kilos for 250 portions and stuff like that.
Wow.
Have you ever cooked this amount for somebody? I mean, this is a lot. I know the greenhouse, and I know you're busy as a chef, but this is a lot. This is major catering.
Yeah, it's
completely different. But we've got a system now. Everything on mass, and it's harder to get flavor into stuff when you're doing 250 portions of it. But we've got there. We're actually learning a lot from it.
There you go. So tell us about the TV show starting tonight, 8:30 on RTE. What's the idea behind it?
Yeah, it was just a reaction to, as you said, everyone's cooking at home now. Everyone being at home, I suppose the brightest part of the day for people is often their dinner. And we can't go to the shops as often as always. So it's about using stuff that's in your cupboards. I have the producer at me every single day, making sure I'm not using anything too restaurant-y or any ingredients that might be too out there. Keeping it really simple. I just want people there to be something for everyone. So if you've never cooked before, there's something. If you're pretty good, but you want to improve, or if you're quite advanced, there's going to be recipes for everyone. And we can mix and match a lot of the recipes depending on what you have in your spice cupboard or those cans of chickpeas or
Random cans and herbs.
So how did you film it? Because obviously it's the whole idea is it's done during lockdown. So like, have you got camera guys sort of climbing into the windows?
Pretty much. We've got a very big studio. I'm not allowed to leave the kitchen part of it for 10 hours of the day. We have 2 cameramen, and then our director is behind the glass wall. And then the producer is actually 20 kilometers away.
Brilliant.
She's at home directing from the Skype link. And then all our editors are working remotely. And then I act as the last cameraman. So I'm actually using this phone to get
a lot of the up-close
shots of food in the pan and things like that, so you don't miss anything. So it's a pretty novel way of doing it, and hopefully it'll have never been seen on RTE.
Is it an iPhone you're using?
What is it? It's a OnePlus. Now, I'm absolutely useless on technology. They've been wrecking my head taking videos.
It's brilliant, though. You look so clear on the screen.
So you become now part of the production team as such?
Yeah, so because no one can come within 2 meters, so I might throw something over to our closest cameraman and then I have to step back before they can come in. So I said, well, that's a pain in the ass. So what we do now is I just take out the phone out of my back pocket, flip on the video, get the nice up-close shots of what's happening in the pan. I'm throwing stuff in so you can see it.
Yeah.
And then the guys just put it into the edit afterwards. So the magic of technology, I suppose.
Yeah, but look, people are used to that style now because we're all adjusting, you know. Everything is done on phones now.
Yeah, no, and it's been brilliant. And look, I always try when I'm doing something to make it. We're not going to copy and paste. I have a certain style. And again, with cooking really simple recipes, I just want everyone to look at it and say, do you know what, I could do that. Or there's nothing there that I don't have. Or it's very much of the time. But I think people have been looking for TV shows in recent years where it's very, very basic stuff. It's lamb curries, it's soda breads, it's spaghettis, it's pizzas. But it's just adding one little touch here or there that elevates it to better than what they were making before.
And you're getting a lot of people involved as well, because I was just looking at the promos. Well, so you're getting, there's kids getting involved, there's people sending you stuff as well, and are you doing online stuff with families as well?
Trying to engage everyone. So each week there's we do a baked product or a baked good. So the idea of that recipe is that people give it a go after the episode airs, send in photos or videos of what they created. We get them up on the show. And it's just about engaging people in cooking, especially with kids and stuff. You guys all know at home, trying to keep them from being bored. Cooking is a great way of spending about 3 hours in the day. Plus, we teamed up with Bored Bia because we want to promote. Like, there's loads of the stuff still growing. There's fish still been landed. There's animals still been reared, and producers need to sell that. So, showcasing the great Irish producers that are working as well.